How soon is too soon to get married after a divorce? Well, that's just one of the questions you ought to ask yourself before you take another trip down the aisle. Several other questions were raised in a column in the Wall Street Journal that shared tips for people considering remarriage after divorce. Many of the answers mirror advice we give here at Focus on the Family. One counselor recommended you spend adequate time as a single before remarrying. And that season of independence gives you a chance to heal from your previous marriage. Is there unresolved anger that you still need to work through? Are you finding it difficult to trust again? Resolve all of these tripping points before they complicate your next relationship. Another counselor suggested you be certain of what you're looking for in marriage. Do you want to meet someone with integrity or a stable career? Is a good father or mother for your children at the top of your list? Think through what you really want and don't want, and give yourself some time to find it. The point is, don't rush into another relationship. All the experts agree that marriage counseling is a wise choice. As one psychologist said, marrying someone who refuses to go to therapy is like buying a new car and welding the hood shut. You need to be able to open it up and repair it. Moving on after a divorce can be very difficult, but if you're open to learning, you can dramatically increase the chances that your next relationship will thrive. For Focus on the Family, I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Dr. Greg Smalley.
And I'm Erin Smalley.
Marriage is an amazing gift from God, but it can also be a challenge sometimes.
That's right. We could all use a little guidance.
And that's why we started our podcast, Crazy Little Thing Called Marriage.
We talk about things like recognizing conflict cycles, dealing with stress, and how to grow your love each day.
Listen at crazylittlethingcalledmarriage.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
We can't wait to see you there.